This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
We haven't heard that in a while.
I love Black Jesus. I believe in him more than any other Jesus.
You do?
Yes, I do. I believe he exists more.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful
tonight. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa, dee, whoa, dee, whoa, whoa, everybody. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show for you!
Yay! You lived through another heart attack this past week.
I almost died twice. I am actually really excited right now, and I can't wait to get to the body of the show because I am so feeling the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit right now.
I hear your balls jingle. Yes, I know you are.
Jingle balls all the way. Yeah, way to go, Lip.
I decided to sneeze on microphone.
You didn't
I was
sneeze.
About to say on camera.
But I kind of hear the sound of a little wool rubbing, too.
That was his mustache.
What, no, that was your
what is up with you two just fighting? You guys have been fighting since you got here.
Who?
You and Lip.
Me and Lip?
Yeah.
I don't like the way he looked at me when I entered the room. He looked at me like he was better than me.
He is better than you.
No, he how?
He
is. If I can
Did you
cut
say him. No, he how?
If I cut him right now, he will bleed. So he is
right
equal.
There, look, bleeding already.
See, he's already bleeding, hurting.
Well, actually, he's damaged goods now, so I'm worth more.
We have the listener mail sack. To get to.
Good.
We have the listener mail sack to get to. But before we do that, because
yeah,
I
listener mail sack.
The listener mail sack. I think I found the listener mail sack music. That's it right there. All right.
Yeah. All
right. But before we get to the listener mail sack, I want to introduce you guys to a new friend of the show. Friend of the friend.
To me?
Well, not to you, to the listener, because you already know everybody, Lip. Don't you?
Know everybody.
Don't you?
I don't know everybody.
You do know everybody.
No.
You do know everybody. I heard about you knowing everybody.
You know me, right?
No.
I didn't think so. New friend of the show, ladies and gentlemen, of course. You know, B2B Radio Network is always expanding, and we're going to, well, maybe dive into a little bit more about who he is because we really don't know exactly what he's going to be doing on the network, but he's here. And there's a lot of people that are in California that are probably going to be very familiar with his voice because he's not a new guy to the airways. But ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please welcome to the program my friend, new friend to you. Hopefully he'll stick around and we'll be able to keep him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Orly to the show. Orly, hello, buddy.
How's it going?
Hi, Orly.
It's going pretty good.
Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited that you were here as well, and you'll be sitting in and paneling with us for the whole show. You're new to the network, and so whatever you find and whatever you see, feel free to jump in and do what you want to do.
Sounds good.
All
he's
right.
He's brand new. He's still got that.
He
just
does.
Fresh out of the basement smell.
Yeah,
like
he still likes us.
I did get the royal treatment, though. I saw the parking lot out there,
yeah.
My name.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
written in color crayon, but it's all right.
Way to go. Thank you, Anthony. That's what we get when we put Anthony over the parking.
I told you I wanted chalk, but it's on budget.
We couldn't
apparently,
afford it.
Yeah. And my name was spelled wrong.
Yeah. He wrote
and
Oracle.
It's four letters.
Oh, it is? It's the first time I've heard of that.
All right, Anthony, you know what? It's not about us right now. It's all about the listeners. They take the time to send in listener mail. So let's open up our listener mail sack right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. At the opening of the show, Lip, I want to hear my special part because it comes up right here every time. Dear Corey, Philippius, and Anthony,
yeah.
I wanted a chance to meet you all at the Vapor Expo, but I didn't get there in time. When I did finally get there, you guys were gone. I met the Halo 6 guys, and they had some of your wristbands on the table. While you guys were off for 2 weeks, I went back and listened to some old episodes of the show. On one of the shows, Corey mentioned that Philippius never smiles in photos with him. Well, I hate to call him out, but he did it again. In the pictures from the expo, Philippius is standing next to Corey and not smiling. Please ask Philippius why he never smiles in a picture when Corey is in it. Yusuf from Avondale, Arizona. Philippius, I've called you out on this before. Why don't you ever smile in pictures? And this dates all the way back to our first ever live show. You never smile in pictures when you're in a picture with me. When you're in a picture with like John, when you're in a picture with like White Knight, or when you're in a picture with Dite, you are cheesing. But when you get in a picture with me, you are frowning every time. And now Yusuf is bringing it back to the forefront of our minds. Why is it that you never smile?
Wow, I hate to do it here on the show.
Okay, well then don't do it, because you're going to hurt my feelings. And you know what? I'm very, very vulnerable right now.
So you don't want my reason?
No, because I know you're going to be really mean.
I feel that our viewers deserve the truth. We are here to deliver the truth, so please speak.
I can't handle the truth.
That is your personal issue. We are working on the show, and I am looking in the best interest of the show, so please tell.
All right. Am I going to see you cry on my first show?
You are. You are going to see me.
I'm going to amazing.
Fall out of it.
All right, so the reason I don't smile.
This is going to hurt. I know it's going to hurt.
So, Corey has this certain scent. And it, you know, it kind of bothers my nose a little bit. So I just can't bring the smile out. It's just, I'm thinking about that smell too much, you know?
Oh, yeah. That smell is.
I can't tell you what kind of smell it is. It's just, it's a really weird.
It's bacon.
Fat guy.
It's a fat flap smell.
I don't know if it's belly button or what.
Yeah, that was me. Second letter comes when it says, "Hi, I found your show through Twitter." I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. This question is for Philippius. Whatever happened to your backyard bomb shelter? Yolanda in Elko, Nevada. It's a Philippius late in opening of the mail sack on Fat Guy Radio Show. Whatever happened to your bomb shelter? You know what? Let me set it up a little bit, because we got a whole lot of new listeners, and we got Orly, who's new as well. Orly, back in the day, Philippius showed us pictures and took a video of this bomb shelter that was like a fallout shelter, I think is what it's really considered.
Probably.
In the backyard of his house. And this was probably, what, 3 years ago that you discovered this?
Maybe about 3, yeah.
About 3 years ago. And we kind of spotlighted it on the show, because I thought it was really creepy. I thought it was extremely creepy.
He found it or he built it?
No, it was there when I got to the house.
Really?
Oh my god, I would have lived in there.
Yeah, so what happened? What's the current status of the bomb shelter?
Well, with the bomb shelter, I actually don't live at that house anymore. Oh. So I'm not too sure if it's still there, or they filled it in, or if they got like crack down there, or drugs.
Did anything ever come of it? Like after, I mean, because we talked about it for a couple of weeks, but then we never followed up. Did anything ever come of it? You guys ever like clean it out? Or was it just like totally creepy?
It was no just body too parts? Creepy. Like you get down there and you're like got this weird temperature, you know, and it just smells funny.
Did you ever go all the way inside of it?
It's like 2 or 3 rooms.
It was really creepy. If you want to see the pictures, they're up on fatguyradioshow.com/gallery. You can see Philippia's bomb shelter
those
up there.
Those are scary. I saw those.
Yeah, those are crazy. All right. Our next letter says, fellas of the internet, who the hell ruined the Halo 6 performance on the show at the Civic Center? Was there radio feedback? Was it a bad recording? The clips on Facebook didn't show who was singing, but I could hear someone ruining the song with Corey. Was it Anthony? I suggest the Gavin DeGraw rule be applied to when Corey sings. No one steps on Gavin. No one steps on Corey. Peter from Phoenix, Arizona. You know what? This one's going to hurt me.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I mean, I accidentally stepped on your foot today.
Boy. It was Mocha Cub.
Oh, it was.
It was Mocha Cub that sang over me.
Yeah.
And his explanation was that he was trying to do backup, because I wrote this song for Halo Sigs. And they wanted me to perform it live. And I did. While we were doing it live, it wasn't in the recording, it was live. Dite decided to lead his vocals in. And it was so bad because he was like mumbling along with it because he didn't know all of the words. And I guess that Peter.
Your sack is gone.
Peter and Phoenix basically called him out on it. So, yes, that was Dite, Sexy Mocha Cub, who was singing along with me and kind of ruined it for me. All right. Next letter says, hi, I found your show through Twitter. And as a fellow vapor, what are your vaping flavors of choice? Alex in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona coming strong today in the mail sack there.
I like that.
We're all vapers now. Anthony, what's your flavor of choice, or what are you vaping with right now?
Well, I
look at your Ustream shot.
Oh. No. I'm like, why are you laughing?
The hat's not even on your head.
I know.
You are like Mr. Wilson from Home Improvement. You know, you can never see his entire face on the other side of the fence. You are such an enigma.
An enigma. I love that band.
I thought I heard something else.
Like what?
Just keep going.
Ignit with the D.
What is your ignit?
What is your e-liquid that you're vaping with tonight?
Well, you know me, I want everything. I like everything. So I have everything, but tonight I decided I want the Tribeca, and this is 18 milligram, which I am in love with.
Yes, Tribeca 18 milligram over there. Lip, what's your flavor that you have in your e-cig?
The one I'm smoking right now, or it's not considered smoking.
It's not, because you don't, let it be known, you have zero nicotine milligrams.
Zero, just
so
flavor.
Yours is like hookah, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a coconut chocolate chip type of cookie thing. I don't know what it's called.
You're just breathing.
But
just,
it tastes like an Almond Joy.
Really?
Yes.
Some of their flavors are out there. Yeah. They have some really great flavors. And of course, everybody knows that my go-to flavor is Sub-Zero.
Oh, yeah.
True Blue.
Sub-Zero, 100% Sub-Zero. I love Sub-Zero, and that's pretty much all that I vape with is Sub-Zero. I'm not downplaying any of the other flavors, because the other flavors are really great, but I only vape with Sub-Zero. And, Orly, you don't smoke, do you?
I don't.
No?
Not yet, at least. It looks cool.
Philippius doesn't either, so we can probably get Halo 6 and send you one of these old beautiful Triton tank systems, or you can have this one when Corey's sexy new revolver arrives. Because Big Daddy needs the new stuff. All right.
They have tons of different things to choose from, and it's amazing.
And our last letter says, Corey, I stand with you as a big guy regarding skinny jeans. Who says fat guys can't wear them? Let me explain to you a few benefits that fat guys have wearing skinny jeans compared to skinny guys like Philippius wearing skinny jeans. Look, yes, you don't wear skinny jeans.
I don't. I wear straight jeans.
That's exactly why I like you. If you wear skinny jeans, we can no longer be friends, even though we're not friends. Skinny guys have to wear clean underwear all the time because skinny jeans fall off them, revealing their underwear. When skinny jeans pull down on fat guys, we treat the world to the patented plumber's crack. The jeans are so tight, they pull our underwear with them. Skinny guys will suffer blood clots in their legs. Fat guys are aided by the tightness as the fabric absorbs the moisture created by our Dunlop disease. Furthermore, when a fat guy sits down in a pair of skinny jeans, if they pull down far enough in the back, they bunch up in the front, giving the illusion of a nice bulge.
Who the hell writes this?
And finally, because skinny guys' dongs are clearly bigger than the light switches us fat guys are sporting, skinny jeans can cause red irritation on the skinny guy's dong head, affecting their ability to mate. Us fat guys' dongs are so small, the chance of us mating is slim to none, so we're perfectly fine.
I'll never look at a light switch.
Corey, I stand with you. Skinny jeans for fat guys all over the land. Your fellow fat guy, Sam in Prescott, Arizona. Prescott area. He's got some pretty good facts there.
Oh, my God. How is the air up there? Wow.
I love the air up there. So I say that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and leave the show right now and just run out and get myself a pair of skinny jeans.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hold it right there. This is the concierge, sir. I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir. I was.
You was here, and you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg? Cheeks? Bony Bob? Cliff?
No. It's a lie.
I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. We're looking for a young man.
All right. I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't. Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
I love you.
You gotta do better than that.
I love you.
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door. One, two. Three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the holidays in Arizona, and today, to caller 10, we're going to be giving away a 1969 Chevy Cavalier, and I'm telling you right now, folks, you want to be caller 10 right now. I was trying to do that.
Correct you. I don't think they had a 67 Cavalier.
Of course you would know that, Carboy. Carboy. All right, folks, Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for November 18, 2015, here in Studio G, giving our husbands permissions to cheat on us because we're fat, unfunny, closeted lesbians. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio, all one word. Today's show, folks, is brought to you by Amazon Black Friday deals. Now listen to me and listen to me good. Gentlemen, ladies, lend me your ears. This is the time of year that we do our big push, calling all moms, business owners, sisters, shoppers, everyone everywhere from the coast of Maine to the shores of San Diego. Now is your time to do what we need you to do, and that's shopping on Amazon this holiday season. Amazon has experienced a surge in sales. We see it. Everybody is going to Amazon, but some of you are forgetting to go through our site or our link before you buy. Yes. We beat you all over the head, but this time of year, we know you're going to do it, so just add one additional click by going to do all your shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We don't know who brought what, and we don't know where it was sent. All we know is the click and the purchase amount. That's all that Amazon tells us. So when you take advantage of these super amazing Black Friday deals on Amazon, do it through our site or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And we thank you. And this time of year, it's very, very important that everybody do it and do it hard. Right?
Yes.
Gentlemen?
Correct.
Yes. We need as much as you can. You guys helped us get to the studio. Now help us stay in it.
Or move to a new one.
A bigger one. We need a bigger one.
A bigger one.
You know, I don't like downgrading. That's not right.
Yeah, from where this show started to where we are now. Yes, Lady K, Home Alone is one of my favorite movies as well. I'm glad to see Lady K on the Twitterer at Fat Guy Radio Show is where you can live tweet us. Boys, welcome everybody. How is everybody on a Wednesday? Midday show. Midweek.
That's what day it is.
What day? Oh God! Mike.
It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Oh, I like that song.
It's a Wednesday night. Ladies and gentlemen, we are augmenting our schedule for the next, this week and next week. Next week we'll be live on Wednesdays as well.
What'd you say?
This week and next week, augment our schedule?
Yes.
Like breast augmentation?
Yes.
Augment our schedule.
I'm glad you put it in that term, you know, breast.
Breast, yeah, because that's something you can relate to, right, Lip?
Yes.
Boobies!
Or booties.
Boobies or booties. Well, let's go over to this side of the table and let's talk a little bit to Orly there. Orly, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
A lot of people want to know who you were because you were that guy.
That guy was.
Yeah,
was
you were that guy.
He was. Who's that I'm guy?
Here. Yeah, who's that guy? Everybody wanted to know who you were and now they know.
I'm here.
You are here and we thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have you seen the movie Home Alone?
I have.
Home Alone 2.
I have.
Okay. You have children.
I do.
Four of them.
No, two.
Seven?
No. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I have a ton of kids.
Not yet.
I'll just put four and four together. I'll just put four and four together and got 32. So I figured that's
just... just two.
Just two kids. Kids, I'm sure that they're great. We haven't had a chance to meet any of them because we just really just saw him sitting out.
I picked him up about a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago. What? Nothing?
A week ago.
All right. You've seen Home Alone?
I have.
Orly, yeah, I have too. Anthony, how about you? Have you seen Home Alone?
I loved it. I wish that would have happened to me being left home alone like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people around town that want to leave you alone somewhere. Here's the thing. Home Alone was taped.
It was found in a dumpster after all, you know.
Home Alone was released 25 years ago on Tuesday of this week. Just yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Home Alone.
Wow.
It's as old as me.
25 years. Lip was a seed when Home Alone came out.
Nah, if it was released just the other day, I was actually born already.
You were. You were born again. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Home Alone, is it not? Do you not consider it one of the quintessential holiday films?
Yeah, Christmas classic for sure.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. You have to watch it every year.
There was an article that was released about the 25. What do they call it? The 25 things that you should know about Home Alone. And I found it really fascinating. I love the movie. I love watching it. What's so funny about it is that it's not available. It's available on Amazon, Amazon Instant Video, but it's not Prime.
Ooh.
You have to pay to rent it, and it's like $3.99 to rent it or whatever. But some of the interesting Home Alone, and that's the reason why we opened up the show with the Home Alone clip, which is, you know, the patented Home Alone clip. The scream. You remember the scene, Anthony, where the tarantula, where the guy caught Macaulay Culkin by the hem of his pants, and he grabbed the spider and put the spider on Daniel Stern's face.
Yes.
Did you know that scream was not actually live when the tarantula was on his face? They overdubbed the screen in because Daniel Stern didn't want to scream while the cameras were live to scare the spider.
Oh, that makes sense.
He lip synced it.
He lip synced it and then they overdubbed it. They overdubbed the screens in later.
Oh, I had no idea. Flawless.
I had no clue.
Radio magic.
Movie magic.
Yeah. Wrong industry.
Movie magic. I found these really interesting too. The old man. Remember the old guy with the shovel? The weird creepy old guy, the creepy holy man? Yeah, the only guy that really scared Macaulay Culkin's character. Yeah. What was Macaulay Culkin's character's name?
Kevin.
Oh yeah, I should know that. Kevin! You know that girl's when she screams on the plane. The old man. The character of the white-bearded scary man, Marley, played by the late Robert Blossom, who helped Kevin realize the importance of the family, was not a part of the original screenplay. It was added later by the director.
Oh, wow.
I guess they needed that softer character to kind of round out the movie, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah? Yeah? Nobody heard that early. The poster inspiration with Macaulay Culkin with the face
on, yeah, where he's screaming the very...
You know where that was. That's a playoff of.
Van Gogh?
No.
Right.
Edvard Munch, The Scream.
Oh, yeah.
The Scream.
Painting?
The painting. Okay. Yeah, the painting, The Scream. Did you know that it was not, Macaulay Culkin wasn't the only Culkin in the movie?
Was it?
No. His younger brother, Karen Culkin, who played a small role as Fuller, Kevin's bedwetting cousin. So I didn't even realize Macaulay Culkin had a brother.
Yeah, he has another, I think.
There's three of them, right?
One of his brothers in a lot of other movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
He's a lot. He's the more successful younger brother. Okay,
Corey Culkin.
So keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yes.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. The movie that was on the screen that he played that we had at the opening of the show.
Yes.
Have you? Am I the only one that went on the internet and tried to find that full movie?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys didn't go out and try to find it?
No.
No, actually, I tried to look for it.
I tried to look for it, too.
Because you guys don't have a life.
Yeah, that's pretty
true. No, we were all like, where is that movie?
He's denying it. He's in denial. I have no life.
Orly, how did you not go out and look for it?
To be honest, I never even thought it was a real movie. I just thought it was... I didn't even think of it. I didn't think twice.
Well, it's true. They filmed it just to for the movie, but it was featured after a 1938 James Cagney film, Angels with Dirty Faces.
So it was a fake movie?
It was a fake movie. Hmm. It was smarter a fake than
I thought. It looked like a movie I wanted to watch.
So I found nothing, but it looked like something that I wanted to actually see. Harry and Marv's Impossible Survival, the two characters that we're trying to break into, played by Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern, according to some doctors, if they actually were real and sustained the injuries that they sustained, they would have not been walking by the end of the movie. the dude set one dude's hair on fire with like a blowtorch when he opened up.
Wasn't there paint? It's been so long since I watched it. Paint can, right?
Two paint cans to the face.
Didn't he burn him with an iron?
Yes. The thing was around the doorknob and then he grabs it.
But there was also when he went down into the basement, he came up the stairs, stepped on a nail right through the foot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stepped on another stair, nail right through the foot, fell down, hit another stair, and then that released a hot iron that was tied up. And then that's how Daniel Stern's
had
character
the spots and everything on his face.
Got the
I feel we should have had a group like movie get together and watch it before.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been great.
That would have been kind of okay.
Philippines.
What do you mean kind of? How would you say kind of okay?
There wouldn't be enough popcorn for everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Because I probably
I don't really eat much popcorn, so
I probably
fat guy over here would have had the whole damn.
What the hell?
I don't know how comfortable I'd feel reaching into his lap for his popcorn.
Yeah, because sometimes I cut
I don't
a
know
hole.
That good yet.
I cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, and we find the little fat guy.
Why is there a light switch in here?
the glass Christmas decorations when Marv came through the window. Did that not send pain through your foot when you watched them come in and step on those? Because all I can go back to is that when like AJ was small and he had Legos and I'd step on a Lego and you just want to cuss everything from Genesis
that
to Revelations.
So bad.
It's very painful. So when you saw Marv in the movie come through that window and he steps on those glass ornaments and they start cracking and busting. Well, movie magic, they were actually made out of sugar. Mm-hmm. They were all sugar. But you know what? Sugar candy can also, they can hurt. It does affect you like glass.
I can relate to that because the kids, I'm like trying to get in bed at night, stepping on stuff, get in bed. There's like stuffed toys going off.
Things are squeaking and you're stepping on stuff and it's saying, Mama, you know, and then I'm Darth Vader. All that going on where you're trying to get to. Home Alone is still holds a record of its opening weekend of $17 million in 1991. And when it came out in November of 1990, it stayed in theaters until June of 1991. These days, movies stay in theaters for like 3 weeks and they're gone.
Exactly. They're on Netflix.
From November from November till June of the next year, Home Alone stayed in theaters. Take a wild guess. We'll go around the console. Take a wild guess on how much the movie grossed. It cost $15 million to make. Remember, this is 1990 when the movie was released.
And guess how much on the first day?
It cost $15 million to make.
But you said that the first opening
weekend or day was $17
million,
you said?
The opening weekend, it made $17 million.
Okay.
So how much did the movie totally gross? We'll go around the room. Anthony, we'll start with you because it's going to be the most vapid answer.
Okay, probably about $75 million to $85
million. All right. Nope, I'm sorry. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. Oracle, what is your guess on the total gross of the movie?
$250 million.
$250 million. Oh, I'm sorry, that vibrator is going to have to go to our runner-up. Philippius, what is your guess on how much the movie grossed?
I'm going to play it like Price is Right. $251 million.
$251 million. I'm sorry, Lip, is not a number, so you were wrong. If we had to pick a winner, it would be the new guy orally, because he was the closest. $533,800,000.
Wow.
The movie grossed worldwide.
Over half a billion.
That don't happen anymore. That don't happen anymore. But I love this movie, and I could go on. There's a whole lot of other little things in there. Joe Pesci was cussing all the time on the freaking set. The home that was featured in the movie sold for $1.8 million in 2012. Wow. It's located in Winnica, Illinois.
Winnica.
And also, even though they had the Paris scene where the family flew to Paris, the whole movie was actually shot in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Someone's phone is making noise.
Yeah, the whole movie was shot in Chicago.
And of course, John Candy.
And then John Candy, of course, was...
John Candy.
John Candy. He's dead, isn't he?
I know he's dead. Yeah. Oh, he was so amazing.
I love
John Candy.
I love that he was really funny. So those were some things. I'm glad you indulged me on that, because I love that movie. And I kind of... When I saw those... I saw that list come out. We'll have the whole list up on, I think it's on After the Levels. I posted on After the Levels. Well, when we get back on the other side of this break, folks, I stole away this weekend. I know I was supposed to make pasta this weekend, and my pasta maker is still in my kitchen. However, I decided to hide away this weekend and get the hell out of town for a little bit. But while I was out, I spent a lot of time in front of the TV, which I don't normally do. So it was very interesting, because I found out and discovered a whole lot of new TV shows, and we're going to talk about them on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
You know what? Sure, you can put candy canes, snacks, and fruits in your stockings this year. But how about stuffing that stocking of the smoker in your life with candy cane flavored e-liquid.
Wow.
Amazing. I'm talking about Kringle's Curse from Halo Cigs. The perfect stocking stuffer this year. Check out their new line of high VG flavors like Kringle's Curse, Belgian Cocoa, Prime 15, and more. Premier quality electronic cigarettes, and now with a kick-ass new easy to use redesigned website for your ease of shopping. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs today and tweet Halo Cigs at Halo Cigs and tell them you heard about them on Fat Guy Radio Show. Halo Cigs, we are all vaping except for Orly. We're gonna have to get you vaping.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
Definitely gotta get you vaping. All right, boys. Orly, are you a big TV watcher?
I am.
A big TV show watcher?
I try to. I usually fall asleep. I'm so tired at night.
Really? I'm not, I don't consider myself a huge TV watcher, but, you know, when there's certain special events that are on, like, it's very well documented on the show that I am more prone to watch Netflix streaming service. Netflix, Amazon Instant Video, I'm more keen to watching that because I can't stand commercials. I can't do commercials. I don't know how you feel about commercials.
I just record the shows and try to watch them later. Skip to the commercials.
Somebody told me to try that too, and I haven't figured that out. Like when the show starts, you pause the recorded show, go do something for 5 minutes, and then come back, and then that
ahead,
way,
yeah,
you're behind, but then you can fast forward through the commercials of live television. I have yet to actually do that. So this past weekend, I decided to skip town.
You didn't even tell me again.
No, I didn't say nothing to nobody.
You said skip town. You know, going down to the living room is not skipping town.
I know. Just going down to my living room is not skipping.
And no. I don't think he can lift himself up enough to skip, so he probably rolled or dragged himself.
Oh, yay. Anthony hurt my feelings again.
Aww. Aww. Nobody cares.
Orly, you see how they treat me?
Yeah. Do you care?
No.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I decided to skip town. It was not planned. I just got through doing what I was doing on Friday, and I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm out of here. And I just needed a break. You know how sometimes I just need that mental breakaway. So I just went up to the high country, and I spent the whole weekend up there and just really watched a lot of TV and discovered a lot of TV shows that I didn't know really was there. I'm a Food Network fan. All the Food Network shows and one of the Food Network shows that I'm actually gonna slam one, unfortunately. I'm sorry, but I am. But I ran into this new show called The Carbonaro Effect. Yes. Has anybody seen this show? Yes.
I have not.
I love
seen
that
it.
Show.
You've loved the show?
Yes.
Please,
I love it so much that it's so fake.
Please share with everybody, Orly, if you will. This is your moment to shine.
All right.
Please to share with us what the Carbonaro Effect TV show is. Is and what it's all about.
So it's basically a magician hidden camera TV show. That's it. I mean, literally, that's it. I mean, he just mess. I mean, what I like is he basically BS's stuff just off the top of his head. Well, I think it's off the top of his head. It's probably a written script, but you know what I mean? Like, he'll say, like, have you seen these before? This orange that does this? And people are like, no. And he just starts rambling on some random. And it's so funny because you're just people just listening and make them look really stupid.
So the setup is on this show, what I saw was he was in like a sporting goods store. Oh, No. He was in a pet store.
Okay.
He was in a pet store. Lady walks in and he's holding a little doggy and she says, I'm here to pick up my dog. And he says, and what's the dog's name? She says, Max. I don't remember what the dog's name is, but she said Max. He says, oh, here's Max. She's like, no, that's not Max. And then he walks over. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I get them confused. So he goes over to this cylindrical tube that's sitting on a counter, puts the little cute little puppy dog in the cylindrical tube, and then closes the tube to where it smashes and sandwiches the bottom half and the top half together, basically looking as if it has smashed the dog into a 6-inch compact like disc. He reaches into that, pulls out this disc that clearly has fur in it to make it appear as if the dog has been squished down. Then he goes over to a counter and he's got a whole lot of these cylindrical discs that all look like they have compressed the dogs. Meanwhile, the lady is standing there and she is looking absolutely bewildered, befound, and she's looking like she's about to get emotional because she thinks that he just hurt this dog. So he says, what was the name of your dog? She says, Max. He says he finds the cylinder that has Max written on it. He pulls the cylinder out, puts it into the same apparatus, separates the top half from the bottom half, pulls it all the way off, unloosens the top, reaches in, and pulls out Max. Alive and well, cute, cuddly, and groomed, and hands her to him. And she says, how in the world do you do this? How are you guys storing all these dogs in 6-inch thick cylinder disc? And he says, oh, it's called the Carbonaro Effect. You're on a hidden camera TV show called the Carbonaro Effect. It's a magic hidden camera TV show. Have you ever noticed how he says that every time? Very, very
like
poignant.
He wants them. To be honest, that's the part I kind of hate. I don't like how he delivers that. He's like the one you're on right now. And they're kind of like,
he's trying to be,
they're
like
not that
punk.
Surprised usually.
They're not. But here's the thing. So I'm watching this and it was like a marathon on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
It was a marathon. So it was just me, some cookie dough ice cream, my Scooby-Doo boxer shorts and loneliness. Of just me sitting in the pines of Prescott, Arizona, just sitting there drinking, eating cookie dough ice cream alone. The gun was loaded and luckily, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Talking about the light switch?
Just you and your light switch.
Just me and my light switch, and the light switch was off. So I'm sitting there, and what caught my eye when I saw this, when I was just sitting there surfing through the channels, what caught my eye is the fact that I looked at him and I says, you know what? That's a skinny dude that's kind of fat. Like, how can you be skinny and flabby at the same time? Dude is not...
The Carbonara effect.
He's not... You know what I'm saying, Orly? You know what I'm saying? Help me out here. He's skinny, but yet he's not. Like, when he was... He wears skinny clothes. He wears skinny clothes, but then you can clearly see that he has, like... Oh, I figured it out. He has the body of a fat dude that lost all the weight.
There it is.
Oh.
He's, like, flabby, but he's not. He's got a funny little face, though. He's got a face that says...
Well, I used to be fat.
Oh, that's,
like yours.
That's why I'm there. That's why I'm always going to be fat, because I don't want my face to be funny. The face is my moneymaker. But I saw it. Then, after that... Adams Ruins Everything was another TV show that I saw. Have you seen that show?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Adam Ruins Everything. Anthony?
I heard of it.
No, I never heard of that one either.
Adam Levine, Adam.
No, it's I can't remember what the guy's name is. Adam Ruins Everything is a show about a guy that just blows the whistle on things. Like he had an episode that was about voting and why voting really doesn't matter and how some of the electoral college or whatever it is.
This
is all on True TV. All of this. I just spent the whole weekend with True TV.
None of it's true, though.
I don't think so. So back to the Carbonaro effect. You're familiar with it, Orly. Okay. Do you think it's real?
I think he's a real magician. I don't know. I think it's real. I want to believe it's real. I don't want to know it's fake because it'll ruin it.
You don't want to know it's fake?
No.
Well, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Oh, no.
Lip, do you think it's real?
No.
Okay. Orly, think about it. These people walk into a standard store. If you saw something freaky happen in front of you in a store, what the hell are you going to do? You're going to leave.
Yeah.
You're going to leave. You're going to walk out. These people are just engaged immediately. I know I'm ruining it for you. I'm not sorry.
I guess I couldn't say unless I was actually there. Because you could say, like, if I saw that, I would think this. But once you're there, you're going to be like, what's going on?
Okay, I've seen freaky...
I can ruin it for him.
I've seen freaky stuff start... I've seen freaky stuff...
You can keep your comments.
I've seen freaky stuff hop off before. And you want to escape. You know, you're not going to sit around there. And he's not doing anything or saying anything that should engage someone. And then not only engage someone so emphatically, engages them to the point where they never move out of the camera shot.
True.
Oh, I don't like those people.
They never, the camera shot, they're like, why? You're on a hidden camera TV show. I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of times where I go into a store and the salesman tries to sell me an extra item and then I stick around for an explanation of the extra item. No, I'm in, I'm out, pieces, deuces. I don't care about your item if I don't want to buy it.
Yeah, but maybe they're just keeping the good ones. You know what I mean? It's TV. They could have went through 100 people and that one idiot stuck around.
They won't film it that many times.
I'm trying to keep it real.
All right, you try.
That's not real.
I think it's fake. I think it's fake. But don't feel. Jeez, Anthony.
I'm sorry.
That's not real. There's your little. There's your hope. Sorry.
Like now, not later. Wait. Oops.
Really, Anthony?
Sorry. The time is 8:14.
Again.
All right, we're going to be here all
night.
It's
the middle of the week. I'm sorry.
God, it's the middle of the week. It's the same show.
It's the middle of the week.
Good God.
I base my life off the stars.
There are some tricks that he does, Orly. I'll give you this. There are some tricks that he does that are pretty out there. And sometimes the reactions are there. Like the woman with the every time the magical book touched something, what was on the cover of the book came off, cats. And then the woman with the alligator in the drain. That was a funny episode, too. Yeah. I logged a lot of time with it. I did. I logged a lot of True TV time. And then I switched over to...
You like it or you don't like it?
It's not appointment television. I wouldn't make it appointment television. It's something that...
So you wouldn't binge on it.
If there's something else there, if there's not anything else on, I'd watch it. But I was away, alone, sad, pathetic, fat.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So what happened with the other show?
We're back. Hi, boys. So then I flipped over to the Food Network, and I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, of course, which is my number one go-to. Then I came across this show that I've always hated. And I hate to use that word, but I do. I hate
strong
this show.
Word.
Mystery Diners.
No, what is that one?
On the Food Network.
I have not heard of it.
Never heard of the Mystery Diner? No. Boy, it's going to open up your eyes to something that you should close your eyes to.
Well, then I don't want to even open them.
Mystery Diners is a show about a guy on the Food Network, a guy that gets called up by a diner owner or a restaurant owner and says, I think that my people are stealing from me, but I can't figure it out. I'm losing money and I'm losing business or I'm losing product. So they call up this guy with a horrible mustache and he comes in with his cameras and he says, all right, we're going to set up a sting in your restaurant to catch the perpetrators red-handed.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
Stay with me. So the guy comes in. He meets with the owners. He sits down, and they say, hey, there's somebody stealing crumpets or cheese or taking too many toothpicks at the end of the day. And it's costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I can't feed my family. So they come in, Mystery Diners come in, and the Mystery Diner sets up a sting where they put in a fake employee. They set up a fake customers in the restaurant, and then they put all of these closed caption cameras all around the facility, inside the restaurant, over the cash register, out in the parking lot, back on the loading dock, in the storeroom. And then what happens is that the TV show then takes the owners and this horrible host with this horrible mustache, and they sit them off into a closet where there's all these monitors for them to watch everything that's going on. And for some reason, without fail, every time they find someone doing something wrong, and then they end up bringing the person back into the control room, confronting them, which also always ends with the owner firing the person right there on national television. And then 2 months later, the restaurant is back to profit. Magically, all the customers have come back, and it's the greatest thing in the world. I call shenanigans 101 on that whole entire operation. If you've been working at a restaurant for as long as you have, are you not going to notice when new security cameras pop up in the ceiling?
Is it True TV also?
No.
Well, there's
Food
a lot
Network.
Of there's a lot of flaws in that, because if you are keeping inventory, especially with food, you know, you have very strict guidelines you have to follow with that. And if all this stuff goes missing, you're going to notice immediately.
You are going to notice it immediately.
So it's all fake.
But they take the whole show is taking cameras and they're showing you closed caption footage of these people stealing money, selling bootlegged beer under the counter, from behind the counter of a professional bar. Or they find some lady that is flincing other people at a flea market, charging them more than what they should be paying to have a station at the flea market. And all of this is caught on camera. And then here's another thing. This is really funny. They had one guy that had an orange or a winery. And the Mystery Diner guy sends out a drone to follow one of the workers on a ATV vehicle, because he was suspicious that the worker was selling bootleg wine from the back of one of his chill. Oh, no, he wasn't selling bootleg wine. He was selling kegs of wine before they were good enough to be bottled to someone on the black market.
Mm. So he didn't notice like a little helicopter falling over?
Right! He didn't notice it. And I'm sorry, but we were at the Miracles concert out there in the middle of nowhere. Remember when that really nice professional drone flew over us? Yep. It felt like the angel's wings were sending down cold air up on us because it was so hot in that outside theater. Yes. How can these guys not know this drone is flying over their head? When you've worked at this winery that long, even if you worked there for a week, 2 weeks, you're going to notice there's a drone above your head while you're driving to meet the black market guy that's going to buy your wine. Why not stop the ATV, get off of it, look down like, oh, I just came out here to see if this rock was still here. Get back on your ATV and drive back into the restaurant and finish doing what you were doing. Not complete the sale while there's a drone that clearly has this big, huge white eye on the end of it, recording everything you do. It's shenanigans, it's stupid, and it's a piece of crap, and it's the worst program on the Food Network, and they had that piece of dreck on real back-to-back episodes in the wee hours of the morning, as I said, in Prescott, Arizona alone. What
Maybe it was disguised. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had a disguise on it. Maybe it was like disguised as a cloud.
Disguised as a cloud. Hey, look, there's a cloud following me with a big white eye on the end of it recorded everything that I do.
Bird. Bird. I mean, there's possibilities.
It's ridiculous. It is the worst show. And then you are a business owner. I'm going to fire you on national television. You can't do that.
I could do that.
Well, you can, but you can't.
Anthony, you're fired. There you go.
This is a national television. This is international radio.
At the end, do they tell them they're on a hidden camera magic TV show?
No. You think that they would. Yeah. It's called, we caught your employee stealing. Do you know what this is called? The Carbonaro effect. What a wreck piece of crap. All right. Okay. Well, Orly, you mentioned that you're married, right?
Married, yep.
Philippius is damn near married.
Yep.
Anthony, you married?
I'm single.
Anthony's single, married. As well. And I'm alone in Prescott. Well,
married a chicken.
I married a chicken. We all know how I feel about marriage, and I shared that with someone this week, and I on Monday night, and I think I may have ruined his marriage before his marriage ever began. So I'll tell you all about it on the other side of this break.
We know you ain't sleeping with his wife.
Yeah, hopefully on the other side of this break, I won't be the only one talking. Want the holidays sprinkled with glitter, bright lights, epic shows and concerts, attractions, celebrities, and unforgettable memories. That's right, folks. I'm talking about Vegas. Vegas, Nevada, baby. And to get there, you got to go to fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Our friends at Vegas.com are the industry insiders to everything Vegas. They live, work, and play in Vegas. And all of the deals that happen, they know about them first. Then they pass those deals on to our listeners and pass on those deals. See why I need you to rewrite these? Then they pass those deals on to the listeners of this show at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. And don't forget that if you book a hotel room and the price changes before you check in, Vegas.com will alert you, allow you to rebook at the lower rate, and refund you the difference. But the way to get there is fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Give some time to Lady Luck this holiday season through Vegas.com at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas, or simply click the Vegas.com banner on our website. Thank you. I ruined someone's marriage, but before I get into that, real quick, I listen to the Big One Duke show. It's very well documented that I listen to the Big One Duke show, one of the best podcasts out there. Big One Dukes and the Mike O'Mara show are two of my favorites. And Oracle, if you ever want to know my jokes and my shtick, I blatantly rip those two shows off. And I own it. I do. I own it. And they know it. And Mike O'Mara himself has gone on his show and he said, hey, if you steal from us, you're stealing twice. Because it's radio. There's no such thing as reinventing the wheel. And Big On Dukes, they are guilty of it as well. Oscar Santana has been an inspiration to me, along with Chad Dukes, who are the two hosts of Big On Dukes. But something happened on their show last week that really kind of irked me a little bit. And I'm not here to slam them, but I'm kind of here to slam them. Even though it wasn't Oscar and Chad individually that was participating in this. But on their show, they had a double cheeseburger eating contest.
Mm. Oh.
From McDonald's.
Yeah.
And the contest basically was who can eat the most double cheeseburgers in 50 minutes. 52 minutes in exactly.
Sounds like diarrhea heaven.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching I listen to the audio portion, then I go back and I watch the video feed because I saw these pictures of these mounds and mounds of McDonald's cheeseburgers. Oscar Santana even said himself that the McDonald's up the street from their studio called and said they have sold them out of burgers because they have a live audience and it's called the Horde. Everyone in the Horde went out and bought 10 cheeseburgers. So they had probably 80 cheeseburgers sitting there.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Two guys were in on the contest. on how many burgers they could eat in 1 hour. 52 minutes or 50 minutes, I believe.
Mm. Less than an hour.
Let me ask you, boys. Philippius, if you had the challenge, how many double cheeseburgers from McDonald's could you put away in an hour?
Probably max 10.
10. Anthony, how many could you put down?
1.5 cheeseburgers.
1.5 cheeseburgers. Yes.
52 minutes.
In 52 minutes, 1.5 cheeseburgers in 52 minutes.
I like to stay skinny.
I
got a little belly because I ate.
Hey, you know what happens if you get fat?
You're gone. You're fired. You're out of here.
Out. You are out. O-U-T, out.
Well, I got some holes around the side of my lower stomach where you had some of that little extra fat sucked out.
If you were in a contest, Anthony, how many double cheeseburgers from McDonald's would you eat? Do you think you'd be able to put down in an hour?
If you got paid to win, how many could you slam down?
Yeah, if you got paid to win.
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Hey, be careful how you phrase that one, yeah. Jesus. How many burgers could you put down, Anthony?
I could probably put down about 5 burgers before throwing up. I will throw it up after a certain amount. So 5, eating okay. Contest.
Okay, so 5. 10 for Philippius, 5 for Anthony. Orly, how many would you be able to put down?
I'm going to say 9.
9?
9, at least.
The winner of the contest on the Big O and Deuce put down 8 burgers. And then he struggled through it. I'm sitting there watching their live video replay, and he's sitting there eating like it would hurt. I could easily murder 15 of them bitches.
Well, that's because the receptors with food in your brain doesn't work.
In an hour, or you're talking 5 minutes.
In an hour. They're small. They're the size of silver dollars. And I'm sitting there and I'm
maybe
looking,
in your hands they are.
And the person that was participating in it was Drab T-Shirt, their executive producer of their show, and one of their horde members. I cannot remember their name. I apologize. But they sat there and they struggled eating these little dime-sized burgers.
Are these people that like signed up for the contest?
Yeah, they signed up. They agreed to go head-to-head. It was two guys. They only won by half a burger, and it was 8 total.
See, if I was being put on a spot, I could do 8. But if I was like entering a contest, I'm not gonna. If I could only do 8, I'm not gonna enter. You know what I mean? You want to look good.
They're good burgers, and they're sitting there, and they're taking these little Drab T-shirt. I love you, man. I really love you. He's sitting there taking these little bird bites, like fourth sandwich in. Those are 2 bites each for me. Am I just having a fat guy moment where I was sitting there like? There are 800 burgers in the table next to you, and you only finished 8?
Wow.
What you're eating is kind of an extreme case, so you're coming from a much different perspective.
Those burgers are so small.
How about next week's show, we bring you some double cheeseburgers and you eat 15 on
I like where his head's at. I say we reenact the contest here, and we do a Ruin Your Thanksgiving McDonald's burger eating contest, and it's going to be hard for me to participate because somebody has to talk other than me, unlike this show.
Yeah.
So you can't really talk when there's food in the mouth because Drab T-Shirt and the other guy that was competing against him was not on the show. So Oscar and Chad held the show on while they were doing it.
That must have been like
it was
kind of crazy and weird just seeing people.
No, it was a great show. It was a great show.
We could do it leading up to the show and then imagine us talking after we're all stuffed and
I say we just sit around on Ustream prior a pre-show. Since we're all off next Thursday.
Well, it's a pre-show is very early. Can you do that type of early Philippius?
But see, it's not well, everybody's been getting here rather early. We thought we were gonna have a late start today and everybody got here rather early.
Miraculously.
It's a pre-show, so we're gonna start the show.
We're going to start a pre-show Ustream show. Be Ustream show.
That's a lot of words.
And, and so we'll nice. Sit here and we'll go for however long we get here. So if we all get to the studio an hour before, we'll just fire it up and we'll just be eating burgers and chilling. Open up the microphones. Philippius, you can do all your producer stuff and we'll just let it go out over live stream. And we'll do it next Wednesday. And now here's a question. Who the hell's gonna buy all these burgers?
You are.
What the hell?
This is not my. No, Orly, this is your idea.
They're $1 a piece.
It was your idea.
This is where you're. We can't put that on the newbie.
You ain't touching.
We don't
my
even
dollars.
Know what he's doing on the network. He might be here just to do social media. We got him on the air because he was the only person sitting in the lobby, and I invited him in because I'm like, hey, you've got a cute face.
Oh, I don't even really know what's going on.
I'm down. It's making me hungry now.
It's making you hungry, right? It's making me the other H word. But the thing is that we could bring... our... it took Lip a second. I was wondering if Lip was going to catch it, but he got it. Yeah. I say we do it. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
You're talking about eating hamburgers, right?
Yeah, I will call... Okay, I'll call... Isn't there a McDonald's up the street?
Yes.
I'll have to call the McDonald's up the street.
You're going to better call 2 days ahead because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we call a days ahead, we can like...
You might have them ready by that time, but I don't know.
No, if they do catering. Don't they do... If you give them a couple of days ahead notice, they can have a large order for you.
We don't have budget.
Or we just all order our own and bring them as we come in.
We could do that. But Anthony, they didn't even have a job.
Well, then he ain't going to be in the contest.
Oh, I don't mind opting out of eating McDonald's.
I will put down. Okay, so they're a dollar a piece. Double cheeseburgers are a dollar. I will opt for $20 worth of burgers.
Are they McDoubles or double cheeseburgers? They're separate.
Which one is a dollar? McDouble's a dollar.
I think McDouble.
McDouble's a dollar.
None of them are a dollar. I think double cheeseburger's a dollar.
Okay, so double cheese. Whatever is double cheeseburger.
Whatever. It's a not even double.
Now, here's
it's
the thing.
It's just a cheeseburger's a dollar.
Because Drab T-shirt on the Big Owen Duke show. He doesn't like, I think, like pickles or ketchup or something like that. So everybody eat everything that comes on the burger?
No.
I do.
Anthony, you are out. You know, you can't participate. You can't because you are the worst person to have.
You could eat the wrappers.
Yeah, you can have the wrappers. You can have all the hip-hop artists after we're done eating.
I don't like mustard.
Wrong wrapper.
I do not like mustard.
He can clean the toilets after we're all done.
Yeah, you can clean it up.
Oh.
I forgot about that. Oh, no.
And I have the long drive home.
Oh, yeah.
You better take your car to the car wash.
I could just hear the opening of the show. Everybody, welcome to the beginning of Fat Guy Radio Show. This has been... We had our burger eating contest before the show. Oh, precious. I say we do it next week. Flippius, get McDonald's on the horn. Tell we need 50 burgers delivered to the studio.
I don't know if they'll deliver.
All right, we'll have to figure
McDonald's
out.
McDonald's don't deliver.
Oh, my God. I totally didn't get to the fact that I ruined that guy's thing. Oh, by the way, just real quick. I know we're on brother break. Thoughts and prayers to the people of Paris. I don't want to bring it up. I'm not going to go into details about it because I want people to be able to listen to this show and escape from the world issues. But prayers and thoughts to the people of Paris. But I will make this one point and then I will get off of this and I'll never repeat this ever again. I understand that Paris lost 160 people and the world turned to the colors of Paris, Paris's flag. But I have one question and I'll throw this out to the world. Why didn't the world turn red, white, and blue when we lost 3,000 people on September 11th? That's the only counter argument that I have for it, and this is all I'm going to say about it. I can take your tweets off air. All right, folks, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com!
My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go.
Oh, Green Day.
Do you know Green Day?
Yeah.
Orly?
Work for Rock Station, of course.
Lady K says she'll sponsor some burgers. Lady K.
They're going to be cold by the time they get here. Or maybe even old, I don't know.
Lady K, I shouldn't do this on the air, but can you tweet me if it's okay to use your address? We want to send you something very nice. For doing our, we've been working on this for a while, right, Lip? And we finally got it done?
I think we got it done. I have to check in with the intern.
All right. Lady K sent us some great intros and extras. And Lady K, we have something that we want to send you, our token of appreciation. So please tweet me and let me know or direct message me if it's okay for us to use your address. You don't have to send me your address because I believe we have it from the wristband thing. But I need permission to use your address. And I shouldn't have done this on air. But Lady K sent us this.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And she also sent us this one.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Love that voice. Love and bring voice. Us back from commercial, Lady K.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze. Nice.
So she did, though. So, Lady K, we have something for you, even though it's been a while since you've done this. So just tweet me and let me know if it's okay for us to use your address. All right, folks. This portion of the show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/FGRS. We've only sold one of those memberships, so I don't really care about Audible Trial. They're probably gone next week. All right, folks. Welcome back to the show. Oh, yeah. I got to do this, right, Lip? I got to put their thing up. There it is.
Bye.
Everybody see it?
Yep.
Bye, audible.com.
We have not moved one thing, one sale on Audible, and they're like, Lady K, stop telling me all so sweet. Tell me it's okay. I'm sorry, Lady K. I've been ruining marriages and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Orderly.
I thought you said orderly.
Orderly, behold.
Yeah.
Typica.
What? Orderly. Oracle. You're married.
Yes, I am.
Happily married.
Happily.
Beautiful family.
Beautiful family.
I creeped on your Twitter account.
He's creepy.
I am creepy.
I think he's creepy more than that. But.
And I have. I'm that shadow that you think you keep seeing outside your house. That's me.
Yeah.
Or that ghost. Well, no, you're too dark.
Pretty much it's a complete blackout over your house because he blocks the moon.
Yeah, I steal your toilet water.
That's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. But
I don't flush it every time.
I know. And it's just little pieces of...
double cheeseburgers. Little,
wait till next week.
Little pieces of take-home Orly.
Oh, that's gross.
Wow.
I think I grossed myself out. Yeah. Jesus, help me.
Yeah, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yay.
I don't know if you know this or not, Orly, but I have a different take on marriage. I don't see myself getting married, and I know there's a lot of beautiful women that listen to this show that are like, oh, damn, here he goes with this again. And that's the reason why I'm not getting married.
I can tell you why you're not. You don't see it.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I can tell you.
I don't see it.
Because you haven't met the perfect woman yet.
Everybody says that, but I'm not going to ever meet the perfect person.
He has the inability to have somebody that would want to marry him.
Thank you, Lady K.
Well,
no.
It's kind of hard to date someone that has smaller boobs than you, you know?
I know.
And a bigger light switch.
That's so messed up. That's so wrong. See, this is, you guys are reacting, you guys are counter-reacting from what happened when I shared how I feel about marriage with one of the greatest guys on earth. Everybody knows that I work for GCU. I am a contractor for Grand Canyon University, Lopes Up, Lopes Country, and right now basketball season is in full swing, and I love everything that I do. I hid it for a few years, but I don't care anymore. I love GCU, and GCU, a lot of their students listen to the show. Even though it's a Christian campus, they still listen to this hell-filled show, which is fine, because everybody needs a little hell in their life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm there working.
Insane.
I'm working.
It balances everything out.
I'm working on Monday at GCU, and my coworker Jamie, the epitome of the nicest guy on the planet. He has to be 22, 23 years old because he's about to graduate in January, but he's also engaged to be married next year.
Wow.
And he shared that information with me. And I unleashed the fury. I told him, I'm not married. I'm not an advocate for marriage because I like my money. I don't want anybody questioning me about what I have to do with my money, where I'm going, when I'm coming back, when I'm supposed to be there. I don't feel like sharing all that information. When I look at my bank account, there's $100 missing or there's $1,000 missing. I know where the hell that $100 or that $1,000 went. I don't have to justify nothing to nobody else. I don't have to sit around and tell nobody what else is supposed to be, what I'm doing with my money, why I'm going with my money. I don't have to sit around and tell somebody not to spend so much money. I can do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. I got my own house, got two cars, and I'm living the life because I'm happy.
He's very anal, in other words.
And I don't have anybody that I have to answer to. Now, if I was married and I was in a relationship, I would definitely take care of my wife, but I am not going to sit there and answer to her about what I'm doing with anything and any type of finances. That's not what I'm going to do. If I'm going to get married, I'm going to have to marry somebody from the 1800s.
Yeah.
Because she's I know it sounds chauvinistic, and I know there's a segment of the listeners that hate me telling this, but that's the way that I feel about it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going into a little bit more detail talking to Jamie, and I'm looking at him, and I'm talking to him, and I'm very poignant, you know what I mean? I went into a whole radio spiel with him, you know? We hanging out, we there, we're friends, we're cool, we're close and everything, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just slowly watching the life leave his eyes. And I had to stop. Young guy.
Ooh.
Ready to get married, loves his wife, beautiful, beautiful.
Not his wife yet.
Not yet, loves his fiance.
Loved her.
Beautiful, loves his fiance. Yeah. Loves,
you went home and bashed your head in.
Loves God. And I just saw the, because I'm like, wait, what do we say on the show? Don't do the dirty until you turn 30. Because I think you that age from the time you get out of college, if you go to college, to 30 years old, is where you need to experience life, where you need to make mistakes, where you need to find jobs, quit jobs, flip off your boss, get kicked out of a house, have your lights turned off, know what it's like to actually lose a car. All of that stuff there, I think you experience between the ages of graduating high school and 30 years old. Don't do the 30 dirty until you turn 30. I don't believe anybody should have kids between those ages. I think you should be no old. 28 to 30, you can start thinking about having kids. 30 and beyond, your life should be a little bit more settled at that point, and then you can have some kids. I know that there's a whole, and it's too many babies raising babies. To steal a phrase from my mom.
Maybe that's why I'm happy. I found those categories you said.
You did. You got your wild oats out there. Guys, us in particular, you have to understand, and I told this to Jamie, and this is when I think this was the real nail in the coffin. Oracle, I look at him dead in his eyes, and I said, Jamie, you lose yourself completely in them. You have no identity. And he's just so young where he hasn't really found his identity yet.
Did you use that voice? Because that was kind of scary.
It was.
I did. The hell out of him.
I did. And I literally, I feel so bad because I kept apologizing to him afterwards. I'm like, Jamie, I'm sorry. Young guy. Oh my God. I feel horrible, man. I think I really ruined this guy's marriage. He's not going to get married now. And nope. He's slated to get married.
Ever.
Because he's like, I want my money. And his eyes are saying, I want my own money.
Corey.
I mean, next time you see him and he says, so I was thinking about what you told me the other day.
But I also told him, I said, okay, this is what I'll do for you, Jamie. I want you to get married. I'm not an advocate for marriage, but be married because there are a lot of happy people out there that are married. You're doing it a little too young, but you're eventually going to be happy. Eventually, I said, but when you hit that midlife crisis at 40, call me up because I'm still going to be single. Call me up and I will go buy the sports car with you. Because he is going to hit 40 and it is going to be like, what the hell did I do with my life? And I told him that, and then I'm like, oh crap, that didn't help either. Because now he's starting to cry. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm standing there. We're in GCU. I'm holding him like a chick. And I'm like, Jamie, stop crying. It's going to be okay. Go marry your girl. But I don't think he's going to do it now.
You should let him follow you around follow me around for 24 hours.
You know what?
And if you like what you see, then don't get married.
He's not going to like what
he sees. No.
Beyond lonely.
He is going to like what he sees because my life is the business, Anthony. What I allow you to see sucks, but my life is really okay.
He's going to be like, McDonald's, Netflix.
Wait, hold on.
Light switching all night.
Hey, wait. Did you see how he tried to fluff himself up like, oh, my life, it really is okay.
Hey.
It's just okay.
Ain't no argument about it, Anthony. My life is good.
I got two cars, one that runs, one that doesn't.
One's a rental.
I got a dilapidated house that the front door is falling off, but you know what? It's mine. That bitch is mine.
But if it wasn't for you having to do all these business calls and conferencing and you would have nobody around you. So, of course, your life is entertaining compared to, you know,
Didn't I tell you that just yesterday I got two calls from two friends and you?
So what happens to next week, some fine looking lady that you like stops? You meet her at McDonald's, and she has her own money, and she loves everything
and
you love.
Hits that light switch.
She's a light switcher.
She's like a Beyonce. Why would she?
Everything you want. What if you? What if
unlike
you, find
unlike
you,
want? You swinging Richards that think with your head below your belt buckle, I don't. I don't think with the head below my belt buckle. I don't let that brain operate. I actually operate from the brain that's on my neck. It might be a little neck, but I do use that first. I don't care how she walks, how she talks, how she swims, how she swiggles, how she wiggles. If she ain't got it all from Genesis to Revelation, I don't want to have nothing to do with her. I know that ain't no perfect woman going to come out of a box, but if she came out tomorrow and it happened to be that perfect girl,
I need a
personal assistant, according to Lady K. I'd probably beg an assistant, but I live in sin the whole time. I still wouldn't marry her. I told my mom that too on Sunday when I went down to visit her for her birthday.
She was there. Huh?
And she was there. She was late, but she got there and she started praying for me.
Oh,
she was that upset.
You were like, I never wanted to get married. And she was probably like, so you still haven't found anybody?
Yeah, she was. She said the same thing that you said. What if, you know, it's just magical and you walk out and the gates of heaven just open up and there she is, the perfect woman. The first thing I tell her is that shut the hell up. Don't say nothing. Get in the car. I don't want to hear no thoughts. I don't want to have to say nothing. Don't tell me to slow down, speed up, park over there, turn right, turn left. Don't tell me none of that. If you want to drive, you should have put the steering wheel in front of you.
That music was making me picture your dream woman. I don't even know you that good.
No,
I was like seeing like a lady with cheeseburgers dangling from her chest.
That's nice. Cheeseburger titties.
No, his dream woman is going to be
cheeseburgers.
No, your dream woman is going to have the shape of a cupcake.
Hey, I'm going to call her Cupcake. Oh, that might have been a little foreshadowing. I'm going to call her Cupcake. Cheeseburger titties.
What?
Why does it always
extra cheese?
Why does it always? So what's the nipple if it's a cheeseburger?
You were saying the cheeseburgers are the size of silver dollars, right?
So it's cheeseburger nipples.
Pretty much.
Areolas.
Cheeseburger areolas.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I could eat them cheeseburgers.
I honestly.
Hey, girl, come over here. Let me eat your cheeseburger.
Oh, that don't sound good.
But I ruined it. So I'm going to say here publicly in front of thousands and thousands of people, Jamie, it's your boy Corey Blaze. I know you don't listen to the show, but you're probably listening to this one because I said your name 8 times. I'm sorry, but I still think you're throwing your life away. We got to get out of here. All right. Orly, thanks for sitting in on the show.
You're welcome.
You did a horrible job. Hopefully next week you'll be awake. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Black Friday deals, folks. Oh, by the way, also, my apologies to Justin Bieber.
Who's that guy?
We just plumb ran out of time. We didn't get to him today. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Get the deals now at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. If you want to get in our next listener mail sack next month, email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. You're welcome to interact with the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget, join me on my daily blog, After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog, fun stories, news, wacky celebrity, breaking news, and more, afterthelevels.com. Check it out. Out for our executive producer, full BSN, yes. Anthony Frosto, yeah. And Orly the Network Oracle. Also known as Who's That Guy? I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people!
That's me.
And me.
No.
Aww.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. And when they ask you, what the hell is the show about? I want you to simply look them dead in their eyes as you see the life leave them because they're getting ready to throw their life away when they get married next year. And I just want you to scream at them and say, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. The Carbonaro Effect. Magic hidden camera TV show.
Wow, you're venting something very, very deep inside.
Join us next week. See you at the top, everybody. Bye-bye. Hidden camera TV show.
Before you go, there's one thing you must know. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I now pronounce you fully informed. Good night.